Well, the Chills lead singer Martin Phillips is selling much of his beloved pop culture collection on Trade Me to help pay for repairs to his house. The collection features a massive array of pop culture items, including collectible books, comics, posters, toys, CDs, DVDs, and around 3,000 rare records, including some very notable New Zealand releases. Martin Phillips joins me now. Good morning, Martin. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Goodness, this sounds like quite the collection, which begs the question, why on earth would you sell it?
Well, I turned 60 last year. Some of these things I haven't listened to for a quarter of a century. So it's time to let them go to better new homes, I think. And obviously, I live in a wooden villa, which is estimated to be about 110 years old, not far from the beach, so we get southerly weather.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to realise there are responsibilities that come with owning a house.
Yeah, I think they call it potential, but it really means you've got to spend a lot of money on them.
Yeah, so it's just the right time to start getting rid of this while I can still be in some sort of control of where it goes.
Okay, is that important, is it?
Well, yeah, there are some things I want that I'm giving away to friends and so on who have expressed interest over the years, but I would say it's probably one of the more extensive collections of New Zealand, particularly indie music. But you know, 50,
yeah, sure.
Would 60,
tell
70,
us about
80s.
Tell us about the collection.
Well, I started sort of actively collecting, I guess, in the early 80s. So, and at that point, there were things that are now extremely rare from the 50s, 60s, still available. So, a bit of a cough. So, yeah, it just sort of grew up over the years, and I'm of that mindset. I've sort of got a bit fanatical about it, and kept as we travelled around as a group. I was able to keep my finger on the pulse and pick up things when there are only like a run of maybe 100 or 200 copies. So, yeah, a lot of interesting things.
New Zealand releases or international as well?
Oh, international as well. But I think it's my friend Bruce Mahowski, who runs the Museum of Natural Mystery down here, is the one who's actively doing this for me on Trade Me, because I'm just not good at that kind of thing. And we did sort of a test run, and certainly the most interest is going to be in the New Zealand rarities.
Mm. What would be like one of your favourite pieces?
Oh, goodness. Well, that's a tough question. I mean, I pulled out three items at random yesterday. There was a Human Instinct album. They're very well known internationally now. The compilation AK-79 from Auckland in 1979. And I was there when it was released. You had to wait 2 days later for them to print the inner sleeve. But
wow, that sounds pretty special. Is there anything that you can't bear to part with?
I'll be hanging on to some things for ridiculous reasons for a while, but but basically it's a nice way of just let it all go.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Is up on Trade Me now, and think they come with a certificate to say they're the real deal.
Yeah, we did a little run of certificates the other day, thinking of doing a more prestigious little certificate, just to, because at the moment they're just kind of a scanned thing with my signature.
This is going to take a while, isn't it? Thousands of pieces.
There are thousands. I'm in my living room looking at probably 3,000 CDs, about 5,000 DVDs. Some of these I'll just basically give away, I think, you know.
Well, it sounds like quite the treasure collection, and some very lucky new owners out there who can take it and appreciate it as much as you have over the years. Thank you for talking to us this morning. That was Chill's lead singer, Martin Phillips, who is selling what sounds like an extraordinary collection of pop culture items on Trade Me.